Oh,
see, that's a gathering up there, sea moors, is it? Some.
Aye, there's a Scot. We just called them Blackheed at Gulls, but there's other Scots names for them. You know, in some of the books, you'll get a.
So they would all come down through the day, at a particular time of the day, in a war game.
They'll nest on that island there, right. And they're protected there for foxes, etc. So they'll be nesting on there, and they'll go and they'll pick up food and the wee grubs and invertebrates in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to silage time, it would be hay time, you know, in the olden days. When they cut the hay, cut the silage, it reveals wee choked up insects and live grubs and leather jackets and all the aching of things, and they'll pick them up. So that's why you see them going after the reaper or after the plough, kind of after the plough the same way, and they'll be getting worms and wee... other beasties in the soil.
So they've learned that whatever man is, they'll be scran.
Oh, absolutely, aye. And they always will, hey. They're out for the main chance. But the thing is about all our birds is that basically now we're in such a manufactured environment, if you like, that the birds that we have now just reflect what we've left for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.